From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Russian troops may be headed to Syria. A Russian lawmaker says what he calls a unit of Russian volunteers, including men who fought in eastern Ukraine, may join Syrian government troops fighting in Syria. The remarks follow reports Russian volunteers already have been spotted fighting alongside the Syrian army. Meanwhile, NATO member Turkey has reported multiple incursions by Russian fighter jets into its airspace over 2 days. Here is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Russia's actions are not contributing to the security and the stability of the region. I call on Russia to fully respect NATO airspace and to avoid escalating tensions.
A Russian official is blaming poor weather conditions for the incidents. The United States and 11 other Pacific Rim nations reached a final agreement Monday on a broad free trade pact. The pact will cut taxes and reduce trade barriers for nearly half of the world's economies. Michael Froman is the U.S. trade representative.
The 12 of us are pleased to have been able to reach agreement on a ambitious, high-standard, comprehensive agreement. We think it helps define the rules of the road for the Asia-Pacific region in a way that's consistent with the interests and the values that we share.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a major foreign policy victory for U.S. President Barack Obama. Even though congressional passage is far from certain, analysts say TPP could counter the growing influence of China. Libya's international recognized parliament on Monday extended a mandate past its October 20th expiration, a move that may complicate UN peace efforts. A spokesman calls Monday's votes a precautionary measure in case political talks fail. This is VOA News.